I have a bat in my car, I'll let you use that.
Everybody in the back, if you can come in, please, we can get going. Hold on, let me get it.
I'm gonna just do it like this.
4 years.
Technically more than that.
It's more than that?
More than, yes.
She said 40.
It's more than, I said we've been out of school for 40 years and I've known you since.
I graduated 2 years ago.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. The first order of business, pledge to the flag at the front of the room.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner
Bauer
is absent. Commissioner Callahan?
Here.
Commissioner Gillette is absent. Commissioner Murphy?
Here.
Commissioner Peterson?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Here.
Thank you. Number four, amendments to the agenda.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to move under new business 12A, move it on up to 4A.
And then also in that motion, don't make that this should be a and, permanent part
and
of
make, our... Yeah, make that a line item, number four or five, to say that it would be presentations and special recognition and presentations. Permanent item.
Is there a second on that one?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? So now we're going to vote on, we have a 4A, special recognition. Chief, can you come on up? Chief Blanchett.
Congratulations.
Kenneth Stewart is an 8-year veteran of Monaco Police Department, wears the signs of patrol on our day. Officer Stewart holds a bachelor's degree from UMass Lowell for criminal justice. Officer Stewart has ancillary duties as a field training officer and Connecticut Intelligence Center liaison. Again, as I said, for Officer Shepard, Sergeant Shepard, I apologize. Officer Stewart is a true leader of the police department and very, very proud to have him on the team. So if I could have his wife, Megan, come up, please.
Please raise your right hand. And to you, Kevin Stewart, having been appointed a sergeant of the Monaco Police Department, solemnly swear that you will defend, enforce, and obey the Constitution of the United States, the State of Connecticut, and the ordinances of the Town of Monaco. That you will obey the lawful orders and regulations of the Monaco Police Department, protecting the rights, lives, and property of all citizens, while upholding the honor of the police profession to the best of your abilities. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chief. Sergeant.
Yes, welcome.
I'm from the town, public safety. Congratulations. Well done. I know both you guys. I've known one of you a little bit longer than the other, but well deserved. You guys are really good officers. Congratulations. Be careful out there. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Item 8, communications. Copies of monthly statistic reports from the fire departments, fire marshal, police, animal control, or building official. Did we all have them?
Yep.
The only one we didn't get, we'll have tomorrow.
Except for the building.
Except for the building department.
Building official, staff report that Dave's going to retire.
Yeah.
And we've advertised to try to find a replacement. It was in his best interest at this time, based on everything that's going on with his personal life, he take a step back and focus on his recovery and the loss of his wife at the same time.
So, is it going to be as hard to find somebody to replace him as it was for his assistant? Or?
Frankly, Mr. Chairman, I think so.
Really?
We're hopeful maybe that, it's maybe some assistant building official from another town will come to a bigger slot. So, we've advertised it out there. Was a nice ad out on Indeed. We'll see what we get. It's out.
Is that effective immediately?
Yes. Yeah. So Vern is still covering and doing a bang up job of maintaining the status quo. And Carmen's really stepped up as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Consider an act and a motion to approve the minutes of the regular minute meetings of April 24th, 23. Want to make a motion?
I move to accept.
There a second?
I wasn't here.
Nobody want to second it?
I second.
Okay, thank you. Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, motion is passed. Item 7, remarks from the public. Agenda items only, or the 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public, agenda items only. Remarks? Remarks, seeing none, we'll move on. Remarks from department heads.
I just want to start again by echoing the chief's comments. We appreciate you leading this committee and accommodating this on the agenda moving forward. Calls for service for the month of April. We had 809 calls for service. We had 42 infractions. infractions, one juvenile summons, 12 misdemeanor, 78 written warning for a total of 125 citations. That's all
the passes. Lieutenant, I just want to make one comment that I've noticed out there is the traffic enforcement, speed enforcement has been outstanding. Everywhere I go, I see the officers parking outside of the running radar. I know for myself, I've slowed down the drive. So, there are a lot of, you see people slowing down, and they're not just always in the same area. They're in different areas, and I do believe it's making a difference. Well, at least I want to hope it's making a difference, but they are doing an excellent job at that.
We appreciate that. We're trying to get the patrols out in different areas, and trying to enforce, we're getting calls from all the counties. We're trying to do that.
Oh, thank you. Any other remarks from department heads? None? Okay, nine. Committee and liaison reports. Report fire department liaison, Commissioner Perkins.
Yes, I am the fire marshal. He's off. He's on vacation this week. You all received this. I'll just go over the activity report for the month of April. Inspections of businesses and apartments, 57. Fire investigations, 4. Possible hoarding investigations, 1. Incident responses, requests to the scene, 2. And burn permits issued, 8. It was asked how much he does on emergency management obligations. He said for April it's a total of 2, but with the hurricane season coming up, he'll have more hours in emergency management. I also received, and you guys will receive this as well, the fire department activity report from the dispatch. Total calls for services from April 1st to May 1st, because that's how their system runs, is total calls for services 244. Fire, MFVA, utility emergencies, and others 46. Emergency medical service calls 198. Transports 146 of EMS calls. Non-transports 52 of EMS calls. Ambulance transport per station, they have listed at Montville at 52, Mohegan at 46, Chesterfield at 12, Oakdale at 36. They also indicated that the ambulance transport calls for no career staff is 26. Career staff including is 65, which is 65 calls is 2 paid firefighters. 55 calls was 1 paid and 1 volunteer firefighter, which reaches the number of 120 of transports. I have the individual fire departments emailed me, the chief's Montville monthly report. You guys all have this copy as well. Canceled, which is dispatched and canceled en route, Montville had 10. EMS calls, excluding vehicle accidents with injury, 63. Fire, 8. Motor vehicle accidents with injury, 3, and others, 15, which you all know is going out for false alarms, smoke detectors, etc. Mohegan's incident for April, and their incident report is April 1st through April 30th. Canceled, dispatched en route, 2. EMS calls, 63. Fire, 61. Motor vehicle accidents with injury, 1. Others for them is 10. Chesterfield. Incident report for April. Canceled with dispatch, canceled en route, 15. EMS calls excluding vehicles accidents with injury, 13. Fire, 4. Motor vehicle accidents with injury, 1. Other, 9. Oakdale Fire Department. For the month of April, which again is April 1 through April 30th, canceled, dispatched, 12. EMS calls with injury, 42. Fire, 4. Motor vehicle, I apologize. No, EMS calls excluding vehicle accidents with injury is 42. Fire is 4. Motor vehicle accidents with injury is 1. And their other is 10. I just want to say thank you for the chiefs for sending in these reports. That's all I have right now under the fire reports.
Mr. Chairman, may I just make one correction, and it's not the fault of you, but Mohegan did not, Company 2 did not have 61 fire calls, they had 6.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't get that reflected in the record as there was a plethora of calls.
Nope, I apologize. Fire had 6. Thank you.
The report from the animal control.
Sorry, Mohegan. Nothing. We're good.
The report from the police department liaison is not here. Building department, anything for Steve at all? Nothing? Okay. Chief, any remarks?
Steve Shirek, Chief of the Chesapeake Fire Company. Just two things. One, I'd like to thank you guys for recognizing the fire departments and the police departments for the things we've been doing for the town. There is one other organization I would like to see the town recognize, and Commissioner Murphy has a lot to do with that organization, and that's the Red Cross Canteen One. They do a lot.
Salvation Army.
Sorry. That's okay.
Salvation Army, but I didn't believe Red Cross is somehow, but the Canteen One, anyhow. He does a lot with it. Canteen One does a lot in town when we have fires and other incidents. They also go out of town. I know they did the Boston Marathon. They do other things. So they do a lot in town. They do a lot out of town. And I think Canteen One should be recognized by the town because they put a lot into the town, a lot of volunteer hours. So from me and my department, we'd like to thank you and your staff, and hopefully we can get the town to recognize it. My other issue, and I have brought this up to the fire marshal multiple times, and I was told it was going to be taken care of, is our new career firefighter has an orange shield on his helmet. Now, most people would think, well, that's not a big deal. It says probationary firefighter. Problem is, in town, years ago, all the chiefs got together and, you know, we coordinated having the same gear, we coordinated on helmets, and we coordinated that orange would be the color designated for everyone under the age of 18, so that when we saw that color, we would know, oh, that individual can't go into a burning structure, that individual, there's a lot of things that person can't do. And when I contacted the fire marshal, I was told, well, hey, that was the only shield we had, so we had to give it to him. But there's a new one on order, and we're going to get a new one right away, and it won't be an issue. Well, that's been months and months now. And it's still wearing it. So, you know, at some point, we had to put it on, just doesn't work anymore. It really is a safety issue because, again, all the officers are trained. You see orange, that person that's wearing it isn't supposed to be going into a building, not supposed to be going into water if it's a water rescue. There's a lot of things that person is not supposed to do. And, you know, here we have a town career firefighter wearing orange.
What's the backstory? Why did this happen?
When I asked, I said, why wasn't he given one of the old shields, you know, when the paid staff that used to be here and left, oh, they take it with them. Well, I understand, like, if somebody retires, they did a career here and they retire, that they take their badge, you know, they take their shield, you know, their boots, I get it, because they've been wearing them, and, you know, the feet, really don't want used boots, but a shield that goes on a helmet, there's no reason that can't be recycled again. If somebody's retiring, by all means, that person should get that shield. They earned it, in my opinion, anyhow. They earned it. They did a career. That should go part of their shadow box when they retire.
But we've had paid firefighters about 28 years now, something like that. Is this the first kid that's worn a probationary shield?
It is the first time I've seen anybody in a probationary shield, and it is the first individual I've ever seen in an orange shield.
Did police wear anything to designate your probationary in your hat or your gear or coat?
No, other than while we were in the academy, they had a khaki uniform, and then when they were on the
Where do they normally order them from?
Not sure who the town orders them from.
Go to Amazon.
You got any thoughts? Yeah, one of you two.
What would you like?
You have any thoughts on this?
I'll answer your questions.
Thank you.
Because he's probationary, he's new. We designate those.
Can you state your name and your.
My name, Rich Gold, 19 Sharp Hill, Lucasville, Connecticut. I am one of the career firefighters. I am the oldest career firefighter. I have badge number one. And when we retire, when we go here, go there, but he is a newbie. And to designate him, we put him in an orange shield. Okay? Because he does not know everything. So when the chief shows up, knows that he's got orange shield, even though you guys hired him as a town, he does not know everything that one of the full-timers know. Until we get him fully trained, we do not give him a normal shield.
So should orange be changed from just under 18 to under 18 and probation? And
we have no idea. We, whether it be orange, whether it be whatever color you want to make it, we wrote probationary on top of it because he is not fully trained to do what the career guys are trained to do.
So that'll be going forward, and every single person now?
Every single person, as long as the town okays it, but this is what we did,
so
to know that this guy cannot, if he comes to me tomorrow and says, hey, I need you to drive my ambulance, I need you to do this, he knows that I'm fully qualified with my white badge, okay? But this guy with orange one can't drive his ambulance, can't do this, because he's not fully qualified yet. That's why he has an orange shield on. Even though he's hired by the town, he's still not fully trained, is what he should be.
He's fully trained for the job.
No, he's not.
Yes, he
is.
No,
he is not.
He meets his qualifications for what he was hired to do.
But he
had met the he met the standard, Rich. He met the standard to get the job. If he didn't meet the standard, he wouldn't have got the job. Now, whether he's qualified to have the equipment is a different thing. That's not the same thing as saying he doesn't have the training. He has the same training that you need for the job.
He does not, Murph. The guy never rode in the back of an ambulance before. He never did an ambulance report. You can't say that he's fully qualified just because I have a couple pieces of paper in front of me that says I went to firefighter one, I went to firefighter two.
Well, that's what we hire them on. But that's what we hire them on, the qualifications.
That's not my fault that you guys did this.
It's nobody's fault. That's what he met the qualifications.
You're asking me about an orange shield.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you. Mike, yes, Mike. You got something you want to say? State your name, please.
Oh, Michael Moore, 117 Seabury Road in Lebanon, among the town full-time firefighters. I think what he's getting at is the kid's got all the qualifications on paper.
Thank you.
However,
that's what I'm saying.
However, like, I was lucky when I got hired. I already knew the other side of town. This kid's coming in green from another town. And in the city department, you get put with a captain or a lieutenant, and you ride that truck for a little bit. In this job, through the progression, there's less and less people that are fully qualified to just come in and, yeah, I know the roads. This kid's coming in green, and he needs a little direction. That's what he necessarily does. He need a probationary shield? I don't know. I tend to, you know, ride the fence on that. But he needs somebody with him. Like, we found out in the first 5 weeks he worked. That's...
I am not going to disagree with that one bit, Mike.
Yep. Just somebody to...
I don't want anybody to work by themselves if they don't know what they're doing. Absolutely. But he had the same qualifications as every other firefighter that was hired. And they all had to go through the same testing to get the full, to get your probation period over. That's why you're on probation. But being the first guy that gets an orange sticker, you stand out in front of every single person that knows you're a probie.
But like the police, they ride... How long do they ride? 14 weeks. We're lucky, like, this guy was 2 weeks, and we cut him loose, and then we found out it was a little too early, so we had to do a little more training with him just to get him up to speed.
Okay. So. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
So I think maybe lack of experience is probably a better word than what he was missing, but that's totally separate from what I'm getting at now. When Rich retires, he fully deserves to keep his shield, keep his badge as far as I'm concerned. He earned it. He did an entire career. Some of our recent hires that were with the town for a year or two and then left, in my opinion, there's no reason those individuals should have kept their badge or the shield. And my understanding was they did, and when I asked, I was told, well, that's just how we do it. Well, now the town goes out and buys another badge and another shield. And, well, apparently we don't keep them in stock, so we don't have them on hand either. So when we hire somebody, we've got to go get them.
Well, I think part of the issue in that regard is the fact that both the shield and the helmet also have their number on it. So we don't restart the number. We continue adding on the number. So to come back.
Which also makes no sense unless you're retired. When he retires.
Yeah, but if you mark everything as 59-2 and then Rich retires and you move up, now you got to remark everything. It's just a lot of work. I don't see any problem with the continuing number, but I mean that's probably the rationale.
So if you hire a career firefighter this year and he's 59-17, yep, and then he leaves the town in 2 years, you're gonna, instead of being able to recycle that badge. You're buying a new badge. Why not recycle that badge? There's no reason not to.
But that's not what you're really up here for, is it?
Well what about, I'm up here about for the mask. Is the color.
The shield.
I don't care that it says probation. I have no issue with that. My issue is the color, because again, you know, orange means under the age of 18, can't go in a burning building, can't do, you know, a lot of things they're not supposed to do. And when I discussed it with the fire marshal, he's like, oh, no worries, chief. You know, his new shield is on the way, and it'll be here, you know, in a couple of weeks. And that was months ago.
So what color is a somebody on probation if they're not orange? Or they wrote probation? What color?
Again, this is the first individual that's ever had a different color shield.
Chief, I would suggest you reach out to the chief, to the fire marshal again, and when he comes back to vacation, and ask him, if you don't like his response, get a hold of me, and maybe I can work something out with the mayor, and we can figure it out.
Okay.
Because I do agree with you that we do have people that are under 18, and we have quite a few that have that color on their hat, and it is confusing. So.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Let's see. Item 11, unfinished business. Consider an act on a motion to approve future commission committee assignments. We're going to hold off on that tonight.
Did you have your meeting?
No, we had to cancel it twice. B, the town report from town administration on the progress of the formation of the Montville Police Department. Lieutenant or Chief, either one of you?
Really, it seems on track. It's on track as it's been, getting down to the wire. We're just waiting on a bunch of stuff. Things are back ordered, things are coming in. Things are, a lot of logistical stuff. The chief has helped out tremendously. We're still on target.
Okay. Thank you, Lieutenant. Let's consider an act on a motion concerning possible action on the water tank installation problem at Millwood on the Old Colchester Road. I received this email. After I inquired with Paul at the last meeting and asked him to get back to me, I got this a couple days ago. Now, between handling my other duties of the fire marshal's office, I was able to connect with the maintenance and management of Millwood. The required appliances will be ordered this week, and arrangements are in the works to have it attached to the tank once the tank has been completed. Once the task has been completed, I'll provide you with further updates. So, that's all I can tell you right now. 13, new business. Consider an act on a motion. 13B, I'm sorry. To consider an act on a motion concerning the ordinance for a gun range in the town. I think this was put on there so we could get some information. We had received some stuff from a couple of town councilors, some phone calls, there was stuff in the paper. So, you know, we're just trying to get a little back, you know, some information as to what's going on. Are we going to have an ordinance? It's something that we need, but I'm not sure everybody here knows exactly what we're supposed to have with that. Mr. Mayor, did you have any?
Well, I can tell you that we've had, in my 12 years here, probably maybe half a dozen complaints of people target shooting in their backyard. Nothing was really done illegally. In every event, it was investigated by our police department. The regulations are what they are. I mean, you're not supposed to be within 500 feet of another structure, residential dwelling. However, people, can set up ranges in their backyard legally. If the town decides they want to pursue an ordinance against it, it costs you to tread lightly.
I remember when I was on the town council,
I'm sure you do.
We had to stand them out in the hallway and out into the parking lot. There were so many people here.
Shut the meeting down.
Shut the meeting down. Yes, that's true. I was going to get to you in a second, Dave. Hold on a second. So you have anything else to add?
No, I'll defer to
you. So my first question, I know you can talk. If you guys get a call at dispatch, or because somebody calls you and says, somebody's shooting a weapon out in the field next to my house, what do you guys do? Do you send an officer to look at that? If they say, I think they're target shooting out there.
Yeah, first thing not to correct you, sir, Mr. Mayor.
No, please do, because you don't know.
The 500-foot rule is no longer existent. The state changed that statute. Yeah. The statute just simply says as long as you shoot with a safe backdrop in a safe direction, it's legal. The only foot parameters are, I think, still 500 feet, am I correct, is for hunting. Other than that, target shooting, it's no longer quantified. As far as to answer your question, Mr. Chairman, if we get a call for a complaint of shooting, we do exactly that. We send a couple officers out there. They vet the property. They look at if they are indeed target shooting. They vet the backstop, which it just says a safe backstop. So the officers use their common sense judgment, if you will. They inspect the backdrop as well as the direction they're shooting in. We have yet to have anything that wasn't safe and or illegal. Every time we go out there, we discuss it with the homeowner and we ask if they would please give us a courtesy to call us when they are going to be shooting, so that if we start getting complaints in the area, we know this address is target shooting, they gave us a call. And there's quite a few residents that do that. I know we've gotten a little bit of an uptick of complaints. Some neighbors just simply don't like their neighbors shooting on their property. But everything that they're doing that we have seen today is legally safe.
I have a question. Does that mean, like, in the manor, if somebody had made, like, a backdrop of the sand and gravel and whatever, and they were target shooting towards that would be okay?
It depends on where the manor. If you're talking in the center of the manor, if you've got houses all around, no, we wouldn't allow it. But you're the outskirts of the manor, where you've got woods behind you, and enough of a safe backdrop, then it's okay.
And again, that would be like a judgment call that your guys would make when they went out there to tell these people, shut this down. You're in the middle of the mayor. You can't do this here. Okay.
I can tell you the only complaints I remember were like around the Willow Drive area, and a lot of complaints were coming from Hillcrest. A lot of the seniors were very sensitive to what was going on.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I live not far from the Rod Gun Club on Oxbox Lake, and mm-hmm. Saturday mornings, you would think the world is coming to an end. It's very loud. Some of the weapons that people shoot, too, it's amazing what you hear.
I live by the river, yeah. You get a speed.
Yeah.
Sound does travel.
It does. It's amazing. Anything else you would like to add, Lieutenant? All right, thank you. Does anybody have anything they'd like to bring up on this? I do agree with what the mayor said. I remember being on the council when this issue was brought up about trying to curtail this, and it was not pretty here. I said they had to shut the meeting down.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
If I may provide a little input, while there is no ordinance curtailing people safely shooting firearms in their own property, if they weren't doing it safely, there is a statute on the book called reckless endangerment. So if they're firing the guns and it's going through school buses, obviously that's a problem. So that statute would come into play then. So we don't need something that says you can't do this, period. We just, if they're doing it unsafely, it's already covered under statute. So just so that's out there.
Thank you.
And I would also, like the mayor said, tread very carefully if you think about bringing anything like that up.
Act at your own peril.
Let's see. Is there any more questions on that? Anything else? Everybody good? Yes, sir.
Yeah, my only issue is take it off the agenda. I mean, I don't see any. Okay. I think we discussed it, and at the present time, I think we've received appropriate answers, and not to say that we're afraid of doing something, but if it's not appropriate,
it's not appropriate, no, why put ourselves in this too?
If the council decides to draft an ordinance, whatever, then it's probably a good time for you guys to take a review.
I agree. All right, so make a motion to remove 12B permanently from the agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 11, remarks from the public, non-item only, non-agenda items only, 3-minute limit. Any remarks from the public? Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to say one thing real quick. I'm not defending anybody or not, just to go with what Chief Jones is saying. I myself have had many delays ordering badges and things. Months delay, so I don't know what the time frame is enough, but it very well could be due to production.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably has something to do with it. I do know they're on a back order. Any other remarks in public? Any other remarks in public? Any other remarks in public? Here and now we'll move on to item 14, remarks from the mayor.
First off, I'd like to thank all the fire companies for their participation in the parade yesterday. Great showing. Fortunately, I think it was Chesterfield that had to peel off to go with Paul.
Mohegan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were behind them. So I don't get to enjoy the break because I get to look at the back of the fire truck, the whole route. But from my understanding, it was very well attended, and the public was very impressed with the whole lineup of the parade. And I know that all four companies did put out a great effort. To our police department, great showing at the ceremony as always. Our color guard was just outstanding. We had so many color guards that even the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs said that was the most color guards he ever saw at the Memorial Day ceremony. And he didn't know which flag to pledge to or salute when people were singing and whatnot. So that was an interesting dilemma. To our fire police, thank you as always for all the effort that they did, providing all the police protection and shutting down the roads and making sure that everybody was safe. And finally, you know, in my 12 years here, I got the opportunity to hire a lot of good men and women in this police department. And I hired both of those guys. You get a little teared up here because, you know, they were an unknown factor when you hire. You just don't know what you get. And I couldn't be prouder of all candidates that interviewed, by the way, for the position. We could not have made a bad choice. And I think, you know, Chief and Lieutenant Redford and the committee, including myself, made the right choice in promoting two officers who are going to do a great job providing a leadership role in our transition as we move forward. To the chief, we're moving onward with this transition, the purchasing power DMS to get all the accreditation stuff together. That is a ton of work that I don't think anybody realized how much work that is going into. So to start up a new police department and try to get the accreditation going at the same time, it's just crazy, and writing the new policies and getting the dispatchers up and running. So we're scrambling a little bit. So we're probably a little behind the eight ball with the union getting their act together on getting negotiations done for the dispatchers. But hopefully we get those salaries in place in the council real soon and be able to hire the four that we need to get on board and get up and running for July 1st.
We'll be ready when you are. And it, Mr. Mayor?
That's it.
Thank you. Remarks from the town council liaison, Councilor Utnick.
Yeah, I just want to again congratulate Sergeant Shepherd and Stewart. I'm sure it's well deserved. And as far as the police transition subcommittee meetings we've been having, things are on track. We got, I think, five and a half weeks before we hit the July 1st date. So we should be good. It's going to be a really nice ceremony.
Thank you.
I have a real quick question for you. Do you have any idea what the status is of the animal control facility?
The status on that is it is on hold. We had a vote during a special meeting, and it was a 3-3 vote, so it failed to go out and fund that project through bonding. So some of the counselors wanted to know an exact price, which we don't have an exact price until we go out, do the bid process. So to my knowledge, it's going out to bid to have actual companies come in and say, this is the exact price to bid to build this building to those specifications. So other than that, I don't know anything else.
If I may add, the legislature did pass a bill based on the Wallingford incident where the mayor wouldn't put any air conditioning in the facility up there.
Oh, really?
They consent. They had money from a private fund, and it just wouldn't spend it. It wasn't even the town's money. But so the legislature passed a bill about the heating and cooling standards for animal control facilities. So I did happen to engage some of our state delegation that were present yesterday. That it was our bonding priority for the town. We put in a number of projects. I think we put in 7 or 8 bonding requests, and I told them that was the town priority, was to see if we can get the state to pay for it.
And there are some other grant opportunities coming up. We lost out on the first round, but there are some others coming up that our state legislatures are trying to get us put through for that. So it's not a dead issue yet.
The ceremony, that's July 1st. What time does that start?
The ceremony itself starts at 1 o'clock. But if this body, anybody wants to come and help, we're going to ask you to come around 11 to help make sure everything's squared away and what we need.
And that's Montville High School Auditorium.
In the auditorium. Yes. That's all I have.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Remarks from the commissioners. Tom?
I just congratulate the new sergeants and wish them well.
Thank you. Ms. Kellyan?
Nothing.
Mr. Perkins?
I want to thank the chiefs for submitting their monthly reports. Farmers Market Committee reached out. They're doing a first responder night June 20th. That's a Tuesday from 5-7. I know Oakdale's participating, Mohegan's participating, and Montville Police will be participating. I'm still waiting to see if Chesterfield or Montville. Chesterfield or Montville will be participating. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner Stewart.
I'd like to echo the mayor's comments about the parade. A number of people mentioned to me how it seemed to be a better turnout, and the fact that you got your permit in time to get good weather was also very much appreciated. I'm glad to see that we are proceeding with the new animal control facility. And congratulations to our new sergeants. I've worked with Sergeant Shepherd on a number of motor vehicle accidents and whatnot, and very good officer. Not so much with Officer Stewart yet, but I'm sure we will. That's all I got.
Thank you. And I also want to say I do believe that those two fine officers are going to be great sergeants. I've known Shep for a long time, and he's really a very nice man, and I think his mannerisms are going to do well in that position for him. I don't know Stewart that well. I do know him, a little bit here and there, but I think the department made a great selection choosing them. Chief, thank you for what you said about the canteen. I appreciate it. the four fire departments in the town of Moffett take very good care of the canteen and help us out, as well as some other ones and some, you know, throughout the town. We serve 56 towns. We are usually pretty busy. And the end of the year stats of the thousands and thousands of bottles of water, Gatorade, cookies, crackers, hot dogs, hamburgers, you name it, we put it out. And, you know, we don't just go here. We have been, like I said, we've been to Boston. We've been Hartford.
You're on the bridge.
We've been the bridge. We go out of state a lot. And we are very busy. I have a really good crew. But most of all, I like doing it. So it really does come easy for me to do that job. That's all I have. Anybody else? Anything? Make a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Gloria, for your hard work. And I have a motion to adjourn.
Did she, in the control, has she come to realize that she